Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you satisfied, Adam? Dorn, you remember this big, long discussion a couple weeks ago where he was the outlier, but he made a really good point. I just didn't agree with it. About the NCAA tournament is not an adequate or is not an accurate barometer for to get the best team. You remember that? Yep. Did you enjoy that discussion?
I did. I thought it was very good.
I thought it was really good, too, particularly because it made the text line light up with people on both sides. It was probably 60-40 tilted toward Adam was wrong, but there were a lot of people that thought he was right. So now that we've arrived at a place where we are less than a week away, Saturday at 6:09 p.m., the ball will tip. It'll be Florida Atlantic and San Diego State, and then Miami and UConn thereafter. So that is the Final Four. Now that those are the four teams, a 9 seed, a 5 seed, a 5 seed, and a 4 seed, and that's who fought through the bracket, do you feel better? Do you feel worse? Do you feel about the same that the tournament doesn't yield the best team? Because those are the four that are left. Now that you can sift that through and cycle it back through, where do you stand now? I'm intrigued by this, Adam.
I feel exactly the same, that it's a series of one game, right? I mean, that's what you do. And it doesn't always yield the best four teams, the best team at the end of the day. That being said, I'm still okay with it because it's incredibly friggin' entertaining. But there seem to be people that are now on my side of this that weren't before. And I do find that funny.
So do I. Continue with that, because there are big names that I noticed in the past, 24 hours or so. Well, obviously, because now the Final Four has happened. In the past 12 hours that now have come down on your side that are that like had jumped on your moving train, so to speak.
Yeah, Seth Davis was one. There are a couple of others as well. This isn't the best way to determine a champion, as if anything has really changed apart from NIL and things of that nature. And I guess that is obviously a big change, but the tournament proper is still exactly the same. And just because we have four non-blue bloods, or at least three non-blue bloods in the Final Four, oh boy, gotta revamp everything. This isn't the best way to determine a champion because it's a one-off year. I find that ridiculous because it comes born from a place of, I think, a lack of understanding that it's never been the greatest way to determine the best team. But now all of a sudden there's a big problem.
I just feel that, you know, some of these teams may be frauds, you know, and you're not the best team. Maybe you're ranked the best. Maybe throughout the season, you know, you win your conference and then you have a high seed. But whenever it comes down to it, a game is a game. If you are that good, you should be able to win that game, whether it's against Fairleigh Dickinson, whether it's against Kansas. If you are a one seed and you're supposed to be one of the best teams in college basketball, you should be able to win every single game. So to me, I still think that this is a good method to find out who actually is the best team right now.
Like, this is a great argument. It really is. And by the way, I got a text from one of my friends here. And you could text my cell phone if you have it, but I'd rather you text 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And he texts, the format can definitely not yield the best team. But if Connecticut wins this, the best team did end up winning. What the hell do you mean by that? It's more muddy stuff. I'll say this, and this is where I come down, because this is a great debate to have, right? And a great argument to have. And thank you, Doug, for that text. I appreciate it. I have enjoyed every single NCAA March Madness tournament in my lifetime before this one. I have thoroughly enjoyed every NCAA tournament I've thoroughly enjoyed this one, the 2023 one. And I will thoroughly enjoy, if it stays this format, every NCAA March Madness tournament until I die. That, for me, it's not necessarily yielding the best team. The setup and arrangement of this is perfect, and that's far more important than this argument.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
Totally with you. Totally with you. Because while I don't think it yields the best team, it's the best thing in sports.
Well, back to that, though. If you, and I think this is where I side with Doran, part of being the best team is winning a game in a tournament situation when you know you got to win or you go home. Like, people will say, well, hey, if Purdue played Florida Atlantic 100 times, Purdue would win 90. That's great. They didn't win the one time they needed to.
They needed to, right.
That's part of being the best team. Part of being the best coach is, all right, coach, you're a great coach. You ran a lot of regular season games and ran it off. You didn't beat Fairleigh Dickinson the night you needed to. Are you really the best? So then the NFL, by virtue of that, you could say, and this is back to that argument we just had 2 weeks ago, does the NFL not find its best team?
I don't look at the NFL or football as a small sample size sport, or excuse me, a big sample size sport, whereas I do think basketball is. You're going to shoot, if you're a good shooting team, like 38% from three over the course of the season. But you're going to have games where it just ain't going in for it. You're going to shoot 12%. It's going to be ridiculous. And are you even doing anything different? You get a screen, you fire your shot off from the corner, this one rims out.
But isn't part of being the best team playing in the biggest games your best?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
That's what you're built for.
That's the design. Why isn't the NBA a single elimination tournament? Why isn't Major League Baseball a single elimination tournament?
Because the playing field is the same. If that makes sense. Like, you're playing against other NBA teams.
Right.
You're playing against other NBA talent.
Because there's not 190-some whatever.
Okay, but right. Then I think that speaks into my point where now you're trying to even the playing field for the little guy instead of making it better for the teams that had to earn it more.
I think that I think it's more in favor for the teams that had to earn it more, the big-time teams, because you're playing against a little guy that you should beat.
There's like 352 basketball schools or something like that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, how many NBA teams are there?
30, whatever.
Right, so you just can't do it. And Doran brings up a good point, to which I understand your counter. A team that's the last team or middle-of-the-road team in the NEC is a lot different than the top team in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
But you say, well, no, they're not. They're playing for the same title. So by virtue of just having a one-game elimination, you're trying to level the playing field for Wagner. I always use Wagner. Wagner's become, my McGuffey.
Yep.
So anyway, that being said, I get your point, but that's apples and oranges to the NBA. It really is.
Maybe. I just think it's all construct. This is the way that we've determined that we're going to crown a national champion in college basketball, so we've all accepted it. And I want to state again for the record, because I keep getting killed on Twitter and via text, I love the NCAA tournament. Keep it exactly the way that it is, but I just don't think the best.
So you think that the definition, it's the best way to determine a champion, but the champion is not necessarily defined as the best team.
Right. Now, did they earn it? Were they the best team at the parameters that we've set? Undoubtedly. No question about that. Can't argue that. But I do think that if you were looking for the true champion, you would have series instead of just a single elimination bracket. But I'm here for this.
So was the Patriots in 2007, were they the best team in the NFL even though they lost to the Giants?
For my money, they were, yeah. I think that's the best football team I've ever seen, the 2007 New England Patriots. I know we're not going to agree on this, but I think, again, you play that game 10 times, they're winning 9.
I think you're bonkers.
But that's
though.
Not the construct.
I think, you know, a tournament situation is a good construct to find out the best team. You find out who. Part of being the best team is pressure.
Yes.
And winning under pressure. In a bracket situation, I think, shows more pressure you get a free pass in a series.
Mm-hmm.
You get free passes. You get to not have your best night. What is wrong with asking teams to have their best night on the biggest stages?
There's nothing wrong with it.
If they're the best team.
If they're the best team. If you're the best team, you got 40 minutes to show it.
Yeah.
You and play, if you win, you got 40 more.
You played an entire season that shows you're a great team.
And I'll tell you what it gets you. A better seed and a chance to play a worse team.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So that's the payoff. But don't act like there's not a payoff to winning all those regular season games, Adam.
There certainly is a payoff. I just think basketball, baseball, hockey, there is so much luck involved in these sports. It is all about percentages over time. Like Andrew McCutchen, people want to cite Andrew McCutchen, his playoff performances. He didn't show up in the biggest moments. He played like six games. You have any idea how many times he's going to hit 222 in six games in his career? And you got to make it, this guy sucked in the postseason.
So you then agree with DeCourcy that Matt Painter is one of the great coaches in college basketball?
To an extent, but there is a very real way that we do measure the champion. And so you do have to put up, like, if you're going to year after year after year win the Big Ten, at some point I'd like to see you go to a friggin' Final Four. Like, that's
or not
how,
get beat by a 13 seed and a 15 seed.
You have the easiest path to get there, and you can't get there.
Right. I mean, that's how we measure it now. And so if that's how we measure it now, well, you sure as heck, if you're going to put your hat, in your number, your name in the hat that many times, which they have, it sure as hell better get pulled a couple of times.
Okay, quickly, 30 seconds. What's going on at the NFL owners' meetings? Crowley, you get a four-pronged attack. Go.
Mike Tomlin says he's comfortable with his tackles.
Uh-huh.
Mike Tomlin says they brought Matt Canada back because of the continuity between he and the quarterback.
Oh, what fun it is to ride. Continue.
Mm-hmm. He also said that Mitch Trubisky should be returning.
Oh, okay.
And is there one more?
Zach Gentry's back?
Oh, good on him.
There he is. I could continue to bet my Zach Gentry anytime touchdown at plus 480 and hope that it comes home. There we go.
Shovel passes all day.
All day. It's glorified tackle, yep. Zach Gentry. All right, there it is. There's your Steeler recap. Good stuff as we rip through the morning. That was good.
Yes.
It was a good first segment. I like I like that he doesn't budge.
He's not budging.
He is not budging.
He's actually feeling even better now.
No,
that people are on his side.
Whitlock.
Yeah,
Whitlock.
He didn't want to name him, too.
I know.
There's other people.
He did. He stayed away from it. He goes, who did he say? Seth Davis and other people. You didn't want to name Whitlock, did you?
Sometimes you look around, you don't love your allies.
I know. Clay Travis, Whitlock. Yeah!
Bayless.
Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.